From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il
Pope Francis called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address. The pontiff spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing his hope that the will to resume dialogue may prevail and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. The Pope also focused on the suffering of children in conflicts. Russia and China each signaled today a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. John Hyland reports.
North Korea described the latest UN sanctions against it as an act of war on Sunday, saying it was tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang on Friday, following its recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. Pyongyang denies its nuclear program is in contradiction of international law, but rather a self-defensive deterrence. The latest statement described Washington as getting, quote, more and more frenzied in moves to impose the harshest ever sanctions and pressure on the country.
Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while injuring two people. The bombing occurred near a security checkpoint on a busy road in the capital. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman says the bomber apparently was targeting Afghan security forces and instead hit a civilian car. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian election officials on Monday formally barred Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running for president next year. They say he is ineligible because of a past criminal conviction. Navalny claims the conviction was politically motivated. He has called for a boycott of the March election.
Если мы не признаем эти выборы, то, конечно, мы не признаем их результатов, и мы не признаем ту власть, которая останется сидеть в кабинетах по итогам выборов.
Navalny is appealing the decision. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. On Monday, he issued a Christmas message from the clinic where he is being treated. Fujimori remains a divisive figure in Peru, with some admiring his fight against leftist insurgents and others thinking he was a corrupt dictator. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they accused of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad Sunday after an Al-Shabaab judge convicted them based on their alleged confessions. The judge did not release evidence of the accusations against the victims. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kobhushan Yadav to meet him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. This was Yadav's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016 for entering Pakistan on a fake identity, as well as fake travel documents. India rejects the changes against him, saying he has no connection with the government. Russian media reports a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance Monday, leaving at least five people dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the vehicle ran down the subway steps before being brought to a halt by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident was not immediately clear, but there was no suggestion it was a terror attack. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a typhoon that ravaged the Philippines last week as the death toll reached 230. Rescue efforts were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads on the island of Mindanao were destroyed or blocked by landslides that followed the storm. Disaster officials say over 70,000 people had been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines. They say many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate and were later surprised by the strength of the storm. The Philippines experiences about 20 typhoons and storms each year and has a history of typhoons striking near the end of the year. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.